Hi, God bless you and thank you very much for tuning in. Dear friends, today we are going to talk about chapter number 2 in marketing principles, and that is recent trends in marketing. I am Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya and I will be talking to you on this particular topic. What are the recent trends in marketing? Dear friends, since we are understanding and talking about marketing principles, and in the first chapter we spoke about what is the market, we spoke about what is marketing, we spoke about study of marketing and how important it is. Now we go on to understand what are the recent trends which are there in marketing. Dear friends, and what are we going to learn in this chapter and what are our objectives? One, we will understand the definition and the features of customer relationship management. We will understand what is relationship selling, why and how do you retain customers, e-marketing and internet marketing. I'm sure many of you do that, societal marketing and cause related marketing. So these are the things which we will be talking about in this chapter. Let's go with the first thing and the definition of CRM. Now, before I get into CRM, let me tell you. Dear friends, see, I normally say this, as product differentiation is thinning, it is becoming very difficult for one organization to say how my product is better than yours. And therefore, what is selling is relationship. And we as organization, therefore, continuously have to have a customer strategy to have great relationships with our customers. In the first chapter, I spoke about customer. I spoke about customer is the king. I spoke about customer focus. I spoke about customer centricity. I spoke about modern marketing, therefore, is talking about looking at the customer, focusing on the customer, understanding his needs, understanding his demands, desires, and then making a product according to that. What does this mean? We are looking at the customer. Every company which looks at the customer in this way are normally said that these are customer centric organization, and therefore they practice customer relationship management. Now, what is customer relationship management? Customer relationship management is a comprehensive approach to create a customer. Create means pehle customer aaya, aapse kharida. To maintain a customer, which means you are retaining a customer, he is going and coming and buying from you again and again. And to expand with the customer. When he comes and buys from you again and again, he is a loyal customer. Once he is a loyal customer, he becomes word of mouth. He becomes the ambassador of the company for that product or service. And therefore, he probably thinks of buying other products or services from the same company. So every organization today is wanting to practice customer relationship management in every aspect and functional area of the organization. Since I am talking about marketing, I will be speaking about customer relationship marketing. What is customer relationship marketing? I mean, you could define it in various ways. One of the ways is a comprehensive strategy. What is it that we want to do? A system, a process of acquiring the customer, retaining the customer, and partnering with selective customer. Why selective? Because every customer will not be that customer which you are looking at. So selective customer, to give them and to create for them a superior value so that the customer feels delighted. That's what we need to do. You can also define CRM as to establish, to maintain, and to enhance the relationship with customers and other partners at a profit, because I have already said in the first chapter that every organization needs to have a profit, so that the objectives of the parties involved are met. I always believe, ladies and gentlemen, that whenever you have a mutually beneficial relationship, that relationship becomes long term. But whenever you have a relationship where it's a win-lose relationship, you will always see that the transaction always will be short term. So customer relationship marketing, therefore, is something that we need to do to have a win-win relationship with the customer. The company wins, the customer wins. Or in other words, I first say the customer wins, the company wins. And therefore, I say this to organization because I am also a strategic consultant to a few companies. And I say that most of our companies have got a mission, vision, statements, you know. But do we have a customer strategy in place? Do we need what we need to do? So if we have a customer strategy in place, then what I say is we require to do relationship marketing, yes. But once we are clear on what is it that we want to do for the customer, once we are clear is how is it and when we will do it for the customer, we have a strategy in place, the other things becomes little comparatively easier because now you have a direction as to what is it that you need to do, when is it that you need to do, how is it that you need to do, why is it that you need to do. You are clear, you know. And therefore, customer relationship marketing is very important. You know, some practitioners and consultants, I'm a consultant, right, use customer relationship management to refer to technology-enabled process for customer interaction and relationship building, while marketing academicians prefer the term relationship marketing. Now, two things I'm talking here. One, I'm talking about technology-based. You know, I'll give you two examples. You know, many days back when I was doing my PhD, I had my PhD in strategy and consumer behavior, and I had gone to an hotel in Goa. It was a 5-star hotel, and I just asked the manager there that what is it that you are looking for enhancing customer relationship management. Because I was writing a research paper on that. I have wrote a few research papers on customer relationship management, which are there in our national as well as international journals. So this was a part of that study when I was on a vacation and I asked him. You know, he said, sir, you know, what we do is, now these were a few years back. He said, sir, what we do is that, you know, we basically are doing a lot of things. You know, when the customer comes in, we give him some juice. You know, we take care of him when he's here. Anything he wants, we immediately have to give him, etc., etc., etc. But you know, sir, we are working on a software program. The moment that software program will come, probably we will be able to do a better job. You know, I concluded that he is thinking that customer relationship management is an technology enabled process. You see, I am not saying it's not a technology, but I think that strategy has to be first. I will give you another example, the second one. Let us assume you have got a smartphone and I have got a smartphone. Any appointments, any things that you probably have, you immediately go and put it onto the software or your phone. And I have also got a similar phone, but I am not doing that. So you always come on time, you always, you know, meet up with your appointments, you are there on your calendar, you are using the technology very, very well. But dear, I have also got the technology, but I am not using it. Which means, you will, you know, a very astonishing fact also, during my studies I've seen, that people are investing crores of rupees in these customer relationship management software programs. But you know, the customer satisfaction index is going down. When I wanted to find out that one hand, we agree that we have to be focused, we agree that we have to basically do something, you know, to track the customer and give the customer what they want, and therefore we invest in this technology by paying crores of rupees on this is okay. But what is the point? You have the technology, but you're not using it in the right way. Are you with me? So I feel I'm not against technology. I say technology is required, yes, 100% required, yes. But what is important is you should have a strategy to drive that technology, you know. So once you know, okay, my strategy is to delight the customer who comes to me, you know, who has come to me in 1 month three times and who has done business with me, let's say for 20,000 rupees a month. Now your technology will track that. Ki X customer has come to you three times or four times and probably has done business with you at 20,000 rupees. So some people have come one time and made 20,000 rupees. Some people have come three times and made 20,000 rupees. Now you have the name of these two people, let's say. Now what are you doing on that? Do you just have a name? You see, you may be going to a lot of these supermarkets, you know. They ask you, pehle card hota tha. They ask you, aapka number bataiye phone ka. So you say number 9819526798. So you pay. And then what he will do is he will scan. And he said, you are getting points. God alone knows what. But nothing comes back to you. I mean, it has not come back to me, you know. Nothing comes back to you. Now, what is the point of that technology? What are you doing? Now, you may be using it for your internal purposes, yes, but that internal purpose has no meaning until and unless you have done something externally to the customer. You know, your credit card company, I see previously they were doing, now they are not doing. You are doing a good job, you know, they call you up and say, wow, we are very happy and we want to send you two movie tickets because, you know, you have been a great customer for us and therefore we are sending you two movie tickets, you know, please go and have a look at the movie, this on our house, very good. No, you get delighted all of a sudden because he's giving you something for your relationship with them. So dear friend, let us understand, let us not feel that relationships are only through technology. The answer is no. In fact, sometimes the relationship gets spoiled with technology. And I give a simple example. I see today young girls and boys sitting together in a hotel, or I see in the airline, and I also see, you know, some people, you know, there, husband, wife sitting together in a hotel. They come here for a party or they come here for a dinner. Both of them are on their WhatsApp. Technology, you know. Technology. Huh? They're on their WhatsApp, you know. No, you're sending there, enjoy the moment, you know. No, what they're doing, they're on their WhatsApp. And I'm sure many of us that, you know, when we get up in the morning, before even, what do you call, brushing, you first see your mobile and you see, you know, what are the messages. If the spouse touches the mobile, you say, no, you don't, you get angry, why are you touching my mobile? Oh my God, you know. So sometimes, now this is not the right example, but just on the lighter side, I have seen many times more technology probably, you know, not enhances, but disturbs the relationship. But on the other hand, if you have a strategy in place and you have a great technology, that is going to enhance your relationships, is it not? Correct me if I'm wrong, boss. It's going to enhance your relationship. So what I feel is, if you as a customer, you as an organization want to give something to your customer, let's have a strategy place and then we probably look at relationship. And therefore I say as a marketing guy that we need to have great relationship management and we need to have great relationship marketing. That's going to help you, you know. Dear friend, let's look at the features of CRM therefore. Customer relationship management initiates focus on building a customer and maintaining a profitable, long-lasting relation with the customer. And therefore, you will be only able to build that, dear friends, when you are able to create a superior customer value and therefore give them enhanced satisfaction so that they are delighted, boss. That's what you need to do. And relationship management therefore requires putting the customers first place. And we put God first place. You know, when we do business, you know, we put customers first place after. You know, God is obviously there. Customer first place. And genuinely, we need to involve the customer. And therefore, we say customer engagement. I'm sure you have heard this word. Customer engagement through communication, through sharing of knowledge. We need to do all that. And that's where is relationship management therefore. The customer is not to be treated as a one-time purchaser, but a customer is to be treated as a king, as a person, as an institution who will patronize the brand, who will buy the brand, who will go back going and buying the brand again and again and again and becomes your word of mouth. And he probably is a brand who is going to do it for your lifetime. And therefore CRM should focus on customers and the brands. What you are saying? Yes, I told you. Very important, we need a database, we require information technology, we need to have interactivity through website, you have call centers which are there, and whatever, you have other many ways of contacting the customer. But imagine, you know, you have some problem on your mobile, you got a bill, you know, which was a bigger bill, it was a higher bill, you know. And now you go back and you say, cut, I want to talk to the call center. You go to the call center and you are on the line, you know, press 1. You're on hold. Press 5, you're on hold. Press 7, you're on hold. Press 8, you're on hold. And afterwards, in between, the line gets disconnected sometimes. And how irritating sometimes this is, that you cannot really go and touch the human voice, you know. It's a customer relationship management program. You have a customer relationship management technology as a call center, you know, probably looking at that, you know. You have a problem, right? Now, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm not saying that that's not good. What I'm saying is, as a customer, what do you feel? I don't want an answer. I don't want to say also. You think. So we need to understand that, dear. And therefore, if you look at, there are so many companies, you know, which we have Sybil as a CRM program, we have Oracle, we have JD Edward, we have PeopleSoft, we have MyNav CRM, and so many CRM programs which are available there. These CRM suits, what do? They probably help you to demand plan, they probably help you on sales and service and contact center, they probably help you in your analytic ability, they probably help you in your account management. They probably help you in automatic routing capability, and they go on and help you in mobile site, service support, etc., 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 etc. Now that's good, because I told you that CRM probably is a functional in every functional department, you can use that. But when it comes to marketing, you need to understand your customer strategy in place first. First come first, customer is first, first come first. And then once I have the strategy, then I use this program in tacking and tapping and looking at the data and the information that I elicit out of the data. Now you see, you know, we work with some companies. I am also having my companies. I told you that you have a data which comes saying that these many products have done these many sales, and this is what the last year sales were, and this is what this is, and this is the market share, and this is what the market is doing. Wow, you get a lot of data. You know, data is one thing, information is another. Anything which you attach a number to is a data. If I say there are 222 boys seeing this video now, and there are 120 girls seeing this video now. Now that is a data, because I'm attaching a number to. But what is the information? Probably I can draw a lot of information. One, the number of boys are more interested in seeing or doing marketing than the number of girls. Could be one information. The second information is, now the number of boys who are seeing are higher than the number of girls, right? Because of ABC reasons. So you could have a lot of information which you elicit out of the data. Now data is one, information is another, and the third thing is, what do you do with that information? Are you acting on that information? You see, I talked to you saying that customer satisfaction is going down. Why is it going down? Dear, we are not acting on that information. We are feeling that CRM is a tool. We are feeling we will be able to do good relationships only through these programs of Sybil, Oracle, JD Edward, R3. You know, you have SAP program, you might have heard about this from Siemens. Dear, those are there, and those are wonderful, let me tell you. It's wonderful. But use it, boss, and you will know how good it is. Then only this is going to be beneficial. So two important factors we need to consider by selecting the customer. One is the lifetime value of customer. What is lifetime value? It is based on not one time customer who comes in, but the customer goes on coming to you again, and they go on getting products from you, and then he becomes a valuable, and therefore we say we have CLTV, customer lifetime value. CLTV. What is the CLTV? Dear, for an example, I've just said this here. When a bank provides a credit card or an educational loan to the student, it may not be profitable in the initial years, because he may not be using a lot of them. He has already taken a loan. But what happens is the bank is able to retain those customers after their studies. They become profitable since many of them receive and get jobs, high paying jobs, and therefore they use your credit card. They're happy that, you know, this bank supported them when they were probably students and the bank had given them loan and so on. So customer lifetime value. So maybe initially it's not there, but long time you'll get profitability from the same customer. So here we are not talking about profit, but we are talking about value. So we talk about value. And second is the share of the customer, which means every customer will not buy the same thing. And every customer will not buy, you know, the same what everybody else is buying. And therefore we always say about the Pareto's principle, about the 80-20 rule, which means 20% of the customer will give you 80% of the product sales. So every customer do not get you. So you have 100 customers, you will say 20% of the customer will give you 80% of the sale. So you'll probably have to look at what do you do with these customers. So do you know and what do you have any special, do you treat one customer who is giving you, let's say, 20% of sales, and another customer who does give you, he doesn't give you 1% of the sale, the same way? The answer would be no. I cannot do that. And therefore, we need to understand the share of the customer, and we need to see how do we take more shares from that customer in case he is a profitable customer to us. And automatically, you give an example of Maruti, what did they do? You see, they gave you car loans, right? They have a company, they tie up and they give you car loans. Car insurances, they are doing it, tying up with other company. They give you service, spare parts, exchange offers and so on. So what do? So you go, you know, one stop shop. So you go about doing the same thing. So we need to understand that. And therefore, when you do relationship marketing, when you are talking about CRM, you need to understand we need to do great relationship selling. Personal selling plays a very, very important role. Face-to-face, communication, one-to-one, especially in complex products, industrial products, consumer durable products, you require somebody to explain you technology or the technology behind what you're buying. So you need a guy. If you go to, let's say, a Vijay sales and you want to buy, let's say, a washing machine, you will see there's some guy who comes and explains you what is it. You want to buy a television, you want to buy a LED, you want to buy, let's say, a refrigerator or music system. Or you have an industrial product, right? There's a technology involved. I give an example in the last chapter, a chapter about you manufacturing compressor, or I manufacturing compressor and you manufacturing a refrigerator or an AC. So I need to go and tell you that this is my compressor and this is what I make and this is my horsepower and this is what it is going to give you. So I require technical. So one-to-one selling, very, very important. It is a well-established fact that the customer, all customer will not give you the same value. But we need to understand that it's a small percentage of those customer who will contribute a large percentage of your sales volume and of your sales profit. Many times it also happened like this, that the largest customer giving the largest sale, rupee value wise, may not be that much profitable for us. It happens sometimes. Oh, that's okay. Right? But you know that how do you go on building that relationship up so that you can probably, you know, he doesn't go to someone else. He goes and buys from you because you satisfy him with whatever he needs, whatever he wants, whatever he demands. And therefore, relationship marketing, we need to understand the important factors that we need to consider by selecting who are the customers are. Probably we need to concern about, we need to understand this customer is basically concerned about quality. This customer is concerned about price. This customer is concerned about services. We need to understand this customer non-user, this customer, but he's a potential user. Today he's not using my product. Maybe he's using competitive product, but he's a bigger customer than what I have. So I'll have to understand, what do I do with him? Some people are light user, medium user, or heavy user, right? So you need to understand and probably segment them. Some people probably, you know, have no brand loyalty. And some people, you know, are very enthusiastic about the product. Some people could be very positive about the product. Some people could be very negative about the product. And some people, could be hostile about the product. We need to understand that. When we do, we need to understand this.